Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. There's a lot of us thinking about goals for this new year. We will be looking at God's goals for us.
Shall there
dear Lord, Father in heaven, with so uncertain times ahead, we take comfort in who you are, our Heavenly Father. You know the future. You know your plans for us, and they are for our good. You've promised us wisdom when we ask. So, Lord, through your Spirit, lead and guide us, Father. We want to obey you, to hear your directions as we read and meditate on your word. And as we learn more about you and how to discern your plans for us in the coming year, help us to listen, to really listen and to really hear you. There are a lot of distractions in our lives. And even when we're alone and no one is around us, Father, you know how our minds tend to wander. God, help us to realize how important it is to hear and obey your voice today. Thank you for these few moments when we can hear your call to worship and praise you. Amen.
To carry. to God in prayer. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out.
Jesus, Jesus, pray. to trust Him more.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none.
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you're logged into Facebook next time, be sure to look us up. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed. And to hear the short devotions from our Call to Worship program, subscribe to our podcast while on our website. That's at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. And thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own, but in my weakness He is there to let me know that His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins where ours comes to an end, and He hears our humble cry, and He proves again that His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is
perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. His strength is perf enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I know he died for me.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
Enough for me
It's that time of the year again, and most of us are going through the annual process of evaluating this past year while setting goals and plans for the new year ahead. Some of us, like here in our studios, literally take the information from last year's calendar and then transfer those things that need to be brought forward from last year to this coming year. Reality is that most, if not all, of those objectives for 2020 could be under the heading of good health, whether it be good health physically, of course, as well as good health financially, spiritually, for your own heart and those around the world, and healthy in all of those areas for your spouse, the family, even for those in leadership politically, and especially for our nation. Another way of expressing our desires would be for body, soul, and spirit to be at peace. Well, let's look at some passages of God's Word that will help us look more clearly at this valuable process. One of the most notable passages is found in James chapter 4. Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town, and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. Well, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here for a while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you're boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. If you want God's plans for the moments, hours, days, weeks, months, and year to come, then just ask Him. James chapter 4 tells us, you have not because you ask not. James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. God has provided you with two very valuable tools in this process. Think for a moment about prayer and fasting. Prayer is vital to our spiritual health. Matthew 21. Then Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. And the Holy Spirit is at work in our prayer lives. Romans 8, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Fasting can also be a valuable way to seek God and His will. It is demonstrating to the Lord that you can do without food and other things, but not without Him. As if to say that instead of time eating, I'm spending time with the Lord seeking you. One example, a case in point, is found in Acts 10, where Cornelius fasted and prayed for 4 days, asking for direction, and God made his direction abundantly clear. Check it out, Acts chapter 10. And as you consider your exercise routine, understand that you will reap what you sow. Just as spiritual exercise is vital to our relationship with God, physical exercise is vital to the health and well-being of our body. I see a vivid reminder of this concept every day as I have the privilege of taking a walk with my 91-year-old father. We do several exercises every day to keep him moving. One of the important goals we should have for this coming year is to do more good works. Look at Galatians chapter 6. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. In Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Folks, every day we are blessed with, every breath, every heartbeat are a gift from God. While you are considering priorities for each day, and especially this new year ahead, seek His will, His plans. Then yield yourself to the leading of His Holy Spirit. He will direct your steps. And be sure to have the perspective that He is coming soon. Be ready. call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we looked at good health from God's perspective. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. You can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you will find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Isaiah 41, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand.
To me, there was nothing quite so sweet as holding in my arms our newborn baby. To know this was our child, ours to love and care for, ours to feed and clothe, ours to teach and guide. But with the pride and joy also came the realization that this child was going to face a world that was not very beautiful. And a baby's not a new toy, but an immortal soul. I don't think I'd have the courage to look our little babies in the face in the light of today's headlines if it were not for the fact of an empty tomb, a risen Lord, and a philosophy of life that makes sense when the world doesn't. A philosophy that brings life into focus, gives beauty for ashes, puts hope in the heart. When the days are uncertain, the future is sure. Because of a man called Jesus, I can look our babies in the face and say, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because I know all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living, just because he lives.
How sweet to hold our newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance our boy can face uncertain days because he because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear. day.
And then one day I'll cross that river.
I'll cross that river.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
I'll fight life's final war with pain.
And then as death gives way to victory.
And then as day gives way to victory,
I'll see the lights of glory.
I'll see the lights of glory.
And I'll know he reigns.
I'll know he reigns.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow.